Stage Dramas present Murder on the High Wire. This week's front page drama, Murder on the High Wire, is a dramatization based upon a thrilling Spanish murder case, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, under the title, The Circus That Staged a Murder as Part of the Show. This amazing story of circus life is but one of the many interesting and entertaining stories, articles, and features that make up every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. For over three generations, in good times and bad, through prosperity or panic, the Peters family had each spring started from the south and came north with the seasons, presenting the Peters Family Circus. Every little town and city through the south and Midwest knew when to expect their annual visit. In the past two seasons, Charlie Peters, the present owner and ringmaster, had begun to feel the pinch of the opposition. Radio, the movies, and many other modern innovations had cut into his revenue. Higher costs of maintenance had also made itself felt. And Charlie Peters had been forced to fit in some drastic measures of economy, but still business was bad, and Charlie Peters was worried. One night after the show, he was entertaining an old friend, a booking agent named Pat Donovan.
No, sirree, Charlie, it won't do. It just won't. You can't expect to get him in with that show.
What's the matter with it? Good standard act, doing good set routine?
That's just it, Charlie. The same old acts, wearing the same old costumes, doing the same old routine. Why, the public know him so well they could do him themselves.
Ah, you're talking through your hat. Look at the reception they gave Peggy tonight. And the hand she got after every trick. Why, she took eight bows at the finish.
You're Peggy's class, my boy. All she'd have to do is ride out there on a horse and she'd get him. But one act ain't enough, Charlie. You're doing the same old act with the seals. The same routine with the ponies. And the cats are getting so old and sluggish a baby could handle them. And look at your clown.
Now,
Charlie,
look, it's easy for you to sit there and criticize. You don't have to produce the dough to pay him. Now, things are tough. Sure, I need some new acts. I could use new costumes, new effects, but they all cost money, and I ain't got it and can't get it.
Now, hold on, Charlie, hold on. Don't get sore. You know I ain't the one to tear you down without offering to build you up again. Now, I've got the very act that will put this show over time. A solid wow. Boy, it'll kill him.
Some drunk who can't get a job with any of the big shows, I suppose.
No, we ain't either. As a matter of fact, none of the big boys know he's here. He's a refugee. Just got out of France ahead of the Heineken. He's broke, and he needs work right away, and you can get him cheap.
And what does this wonder worker do for a living?
A tight wire act, Charlie, and he's a whiz, too. I've seen him work. He's half Greek and half French. Christopanopoulos is his name.
Never heard of him.
Of course you didn't. Leastwise, not under that moniker. Ever hear of the Vicente Florestan and his Duel of Death?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember now. Sensation at the Olympia in London a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the American Circus Corporation tried to get in.
That's the guy, Charlie. That's the guy. Well, could you use him at six bits and cakes?
Why, sure I could, but... Hey, wait a minute.
What?
As I remembered, it's a two-people act. Where's your partner?
Captured by the Nazis. That's why you can get him cheap, Charlie. He's got to break in someone new for the act.
Well, but who? I ain't got nobody that good.
Wise up, Charlie. Why do you think I'm here? You got the very guy for the Vicente.
Who?
Who, he says. Why, nobody but your own nephew, young Jackie.
Oh.
Why, didn't his folks do one of the best tight wire acts in the business? Ain't he been itching to do a wire act ever since he's been big enough to walk?
Well, yeah, there's something in what you say, but... Oh, the kid's green, awkward.
Sure he is, Charlie, sure he is. Because he ain't ever had the proper training. But he's quick, smart, and can handle himself.
Yeah.
Why, a couple of weeks with a feet gone, it'll be a wow. Now, what do you say, Charlie? Six bits a week and take. It's a find, I tell you, it's a find.
Well,
advance him a ticket and enough to get him out of hock, and I'll have him here in 3 days. Now, how about it?
Okay, Pat. It's the deal. Send him on.
The sensation of the century, the Duel of Death. High above your head, upon that slender thread of wire, you will see the Vicomte de Florestan and Marvello fight the Duel of Death. The most breathtaking, death-defying act ever presented in the history of this or any other circus. Direct from their world tour and brought to this country at tremendous expense. We give you the Vicomte de Florestan and Marvello in the Duel of Death.
Well, Uncle Charlie, how are we doing? Looks like happy days are here again for the good old Peters family circus.
You said it, Jackie, for that. Another sellout. The acts are sensation. It's affected the whole show. The animal acts are ripping and roaring. The clowns are freaking up. That burlesque they do is a sensation. Why, even my seals are a wow again.
Sure, they're getting plenty of fresh fish now. Those cats do better on plenty of raw meat. You know, even Aunt Peg, who was always a wow, is positively sensational in those new costumes.
Well, gentlemen, it's very gorgeous to hear all this. The show she's making plenty money now, huh? Everybody very happy. And why? Because I, Chris Panopoulos, the Vicomte of Florestan, packed them in with the Duel of Death.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
How'd you get in? I thought I told you it was against the rules for you to come in the money wagon without permission.
Huh? Wait a minute. I come because I want to see you on a very important matter of business. The manager should always be glad to see the star who's making him all the money.
Now, hold on, Chris. I don't like that kind of talk. If you're here on business, state it plainly and quietly. I'm a reasonable man.
Well, excuse me, Uncle Charlie. I'll be running along in the car now. I'll be up there if you need.
Okay, Jackie. See you later. Now, Chris. What do you want?
Well, I certainly don't like to be treated like that. To be very plain and reasonable, like you say you are, I want more money.
Well, nothing doing, Chris. I'm paying you more than you could get anywhere else now.
Yeah, that is what you say. But I, Chris Panopoulos, am a very smart fellow, so I know a little different.
Now, look here, Chris. I've been very lenient and very patient with you. You landed in this country broke, without anything, no chance of getting a job. I brought you on this show, bought your equipment, financed you, and set you up. Let my own nephew be your partner. I'll admit you've done a good job.
Oh.
But, by George, I've paid you well for it. Why, I've tripled your salary in the past 6 months. I've let you get away with murder as far as your troublemaking, temperamental monkey shines are concerned, but there's a limit to everything, and I'm warning you right here and now, you've reached that limit.
Is that so? Well, Mr. Peters, how you have changed. Maybe I, Chris Panopoulos, will remind you this circus was under rocks when I came here. I came here and I changed everything. I trained that nephew. Make him a fit partner for the great Vicomte de Florestan. My act, my own act, the Duel of Death, make the people want to come to this circus. How do you like that? Because my act is big. You raise prizes, make lots of money. I, Chris Panopoulos, make this show. My act is the best part of it. How do you like that? So it'd be only fair that you give me part of it.
Wait just a minute. Let me get this straight. You mean you want me to take you in as a partner?
Why not? Certainly. It'd be a good idea.
Well,
sure, I want to be a partner. One half, 50-50.
Listen. This show has been in the Peters family for 3 generations. It's always belonged to us and always will. There's going to be no outsiders muscling in now or ever, and that means you. Now get out of this wagon and stay out.
Well, that's a very nice attitude. All right, I go now. But maybe you change your mind, Mr. Peters. Maybe you'll be glad to have Chris Panopoulos for partner pretty soon.
Who's there?
It is myself, Chris Panopoulos. Please to open the door. I came for a little visit.
Yes, go open the door.
Oh.
I wanted to be here when you called, Chris, to get you told.
Huh?
Now listen. I know you've been trying to force your attentions on my aunt for quite a while. But because she's a lady and you're the star attraction, she didn't want to offend you. But you're a swell-headed, temperamental ham, and like everyone else on this show, my aunt hates and despises you. You took advantage of my uncle's absence last night to try to break in her room. I'm warning you, Chris, don't try it again. Stay away from here and my aunt. If I ever hear of you annoying her again, I'll kill you. So help me, I will.
Listen to the brave little man talking big. That'd be a good joke, you clumsy little pig who I teach. Say you're going to kill me, eh? Maybe a little boy like to try it. Maybe on tight wire tomorrow night, eh? A real duel for ladies' honor. That'd be a good idea.
Okay, that suits me fine. I'll fight you on the ground, in the air. Any place you say.
No, Jack, you mustn't. Oh, don't be silly, Jackie. He's older and stronger than you. If you fight him, he'll kill you.
Not on the high wire, he won't. I've learned all his tricks, and I'm lighter and more skillful than he is. I'll fight him tomorrow night. This can't go on. If Uncle won't get rid of this devil, I will.
Is that so? Very good, little man. Tomorrow night it shall be. On the high wire with rapiers. Well, here we are, little man. How do you feel? A little bit shaky, yes?
Never mind worrying about me. You watch yourself.
I'll watch myself.
You're fighting for your life tonight.
Yes, I know. Wow. Let's go.
How good you are. Chris, we're not supposed to fight me. What's that funny beer?
Breathlessly, the audience watched the parries and thrusts of the gaily dressed performers dancing lightly on the taut wire high above their heads. Suddenly, they heard a scream. For an instant, they saw the elder man sway and then plunge headlong into the net below. Blood began to trickle. A doctor was called, but Chris Sinopoulos was dead, pierced through the heart. Jackie, the younger man, had a slight shoulder wound. He was arrested, tried, but the jury freed him. Self-defense and justifiable homicide was the verdict. You have just heard the front page drama, Murder on the High Wire, dramatized from a thrilling Spanish murder case which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly under the title, The Circus That Staged a Murder as Part of the Show. This amazing story of a circus life is but one of the many interesting and entertaining stories, articles, and features that make up every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper.
Remember, remember the 8th of September. Through the night the murderer walked. Remember, remember the 8th of September. For then, the table talked. Beware. Remember the 8th of September.
Stage Dramas present The Table Talks. This week's front page drama, The Table Talks, is a dramatization of the opening installment of a new mystery thriller of the same name that begins in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. The Table Talks is the latest mystery novel from the pen of Jonathan Sagg, who has established himself as one of the top-flight authors of popular fiction with such bestsellers as Stars Spell Death, Murder by Prescription, and many others. You won't want to miss one single word of this new thrilling novel of sinister mystery, diabolical plotting, and strange deaths in The Table Talks. So remember to order your copy of the Hearst Sunday newspaper that brings you the American Weekly.
Perhaps you'll wonder how a fairly successful country practitioner